Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. There are nearly 500,000 people without a home in the United States. Nearly 140,000 of them have no access to transitional housing, emergency shelters, or safe havens. This week, we visit a nonprofit in Northern Virginia that is making a difference one person at a time.
The homeless need more than just a roof over their head. They need love. They need a chance to have dignity. They need to know that they have value.
VOA's Julie Tabo takes us to Streetlight Community Outreach Ministries outside Washington, D.C. on this week's American Cafe. The United Nations says more than 1.6 billion people lack adequate shelter in our world. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says there were 554,000 homeless people living somewhere in the United States as of this year. A total of 193,000 of those people in America were unsheltered. That means they were living on the streets and had no access to emergency shelters, transitional housing, or safe havens. And that number is growing. While the United States tackles the issue of its homeless population, a nonprofit outside Washington, D.C. is making a difference one person at a time. The organization provides housing assistance, food, and much more to people in need. VOA's Julie Tabo takes us to Streetlight Outreach Ministries in Woodbridge, Virginia, and introduces us to people who are offering real hope for the homeless.
Richard is a middle-aged man, solidly built and confident. But unless you know his story, it would be hard to guess how hard he's worked to get his life back on track. On this rainy summer morning, he treks quickly through a densely wooded area in Northern Virginia and begins to share that story.
Well, as you can see, this was my tent.
He gestures to a crumpled tent lying on the muddy ground, a harsh reminder of his former life.
The worst thing about it is the summertime, because it gets really hot in the summertime. It's torture, basically, at night, putting up with the elements. Can't sleep. One of the biggest memories it brings back for me is just being alone. You know, it's not just the food or material items. You know, it's having someone around to talk to.
Richard lived in that tent in the woods for 2 long years after losing his job.
So I wound up getting evicted. One thing led to another, and here I was.
But Richard's story has a happy ending. He got housing and a job through Streetlight, a nonprofit agency in Woodbridge, Virginia, dedicated to helping the poor and homeless in the region. Executive Director Rose Powers says there are many factors that can lead to homelessness, but first and foremost is the lack of affordable housing.
Many of the people we work with who are literally homeless actually work, but they do not have the job skills or the educational level to command a job that pays an affordable wage.
That's the situation with Frankie, a U.S. veteran who still lives in the woods with her two dogs.
Now I got you some cookie treats. I have been working pretty much the whole time I've been in this situation, but it's not enough. I don't make enough to afford rent in this area, and I'm just hoping that I can find a decent job so that I can afford rent.
That's why Streetlight is helping people with limited resources find housing. It leases 6 apartments and owns 3 houses for clients to live in. Larry lived in the woods for 4 years, but now shares a cozy home with 3 other men. The house looks immaculate, inside and out, a point of pride for the formerly homeless man.
I feel very grateful to be here. I was hit by a truck. Streetlight took me in. They looked out for me. I feel totally blessed.
Streetlight also works with the county government to provide temporary shelter and other supportive services, like this 48-bed shelter that's open year-round, serving both men and women in search of a safe refuge. The public-private collaboration is beginning to have an impact, says Tony Turnage with the county's Department of Social Services.
If we can start putting programs together such as affordable housing projects, permanent supportive housing projects, I think we can significantly make some inroads in reducing the number of persons we see homeless on an annual basis.
And that may very well happen, thanks to this large parcel of donated land not too far from the shelter. While it's just an open field right now, Streetlight has plans for it.
Our goal is to build a multi-unit facility offering permanent supportive housing in an upscale apartment-style complex with wraparound case management services addressing the multiple issues that have led to homelessness.
Issues that include mental and physical health challenges. In the meantime, Streetlight's army of volunteers continues to assist the needy with full-service initiatives, including a free lavish buffet they host at the ministry once a week.
The homeless need more than just a roof over their head. They need love. They need a chance to have dignity. They need to know that they have value. They need to know that people care about them.
Today, Richard is keenly aware of the support Streetlight has provided him.
I went from living in the tent in the woods, living out in the elements every night, basically scraping by every day, to living in my own place, having a purpose, I have a job. They basically helped me get back on my feet and give me more self-confidence.
He hopes that sharing his story will help inspire others.
People look down on the homeless people and think that we don't want to work and, you know, we're useless and we're all drug addicts and alcoholics, which is really not the case. Most of us are just people who want to get back on our feet.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Woodbridge, Virginia.
If you'd like to see video of Julie's story, visit our webpage, voanews.com. That's also where you can find previous editions of our show. If you would like to comment on our story, visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.